Hey guys, welcome to the Day by Day podcast, where we are talking about dangerous Bible study habits, approaches that we take to God's Word that can lead us down wrong paths. They can get us into trouble when it comes to interpretation and application. So Day by Day Dangerous here. Let me just kind of recap where we've been over the last couple of weeks. The first danger, or the first warning that I gave to you guys and to me as well, is approaching the Word of God like it's a history book. Like we just come to it and we extract information and we forget that the things of God are spiritually discerned. And so in order for us to understand fully what's going on in the Word of God, that we need to come with a yieldedness to the Spirit of God, that we need to be Spirit-filled, that we need to be submitted to the Spirit of God in our lives. And then last week, we talked about understanding that the Bible primarily is God's self-revelation to us. This is not just a playbook for our particular life. This is a book that reveals to us who God is and how He is in relationship with mankind. That needs to be one of the primary things in our approaches to God's Word. Here's the third dangerous approach that we can take to God's Word, and that is to think that the Bible is made up of a bunch of different stories only. Instead of understanding the trajectory of the Bible as one complete story. So what happens whenever we just think of the Bible as just these divided up stories, that you've got Noah's Ark, and you got Daniel in the lion's den, and you have David and Goliath, and then you've got Jesus, and you've got Paul's missionary journey. You've got all these just kind of segmented stories. If we approach the Bible in that way, then what we tend to do with the Bible in interpretation and application is we tend to moralize the Bible. And we look at those individual stories and we say, what is the moral or the principle of that story? And so we can become very pharisaical. These are the things you should do. These are the things you shouldn't do. Instead of understanding the overall trajectory of the Bible is pinpointing our sinfulness and presenting to us the hero of the story, the main character of the story, and that being God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, who is our Redeemer. So there's your helpful tidbit of today, that don't look at the Bible as just these segmented stories that teach us how life works best, but rather, this is the story of God. This God is telling a complete story in all of the 66 books of the Bible here. And if you want to think of it as you would think of just another story, there is the introduction where we get the setting of the story. And that is here on earth. God creates the earth and He places man within that setting. And then we get the conflict. What's the major conflict? Well, it's man's initial disobedience with God and then having this sinful heart as a result. And so how is that going to be resolved? Well, after that, we have kind of the rising action in the Bible, and that is that God comes to man and makes a covenant with him. And half the Bible, the Old Testament, most of the Old Testament, has to do with these covenants that God is making with his people and showing them pictures and shadows and representations of how sin is to be taken care of and the people of God living in relationship to God within those covenants or disobeying those covenants. And then you've got the climax of the story, and that is the birth and the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then you can kind of have the falling action, although when we think about falling action, we don't need to think falling action in terms of diminishing action or anything like that, but this is just the result of the climax, and that is the church of God, the people of God, living in relationship to God and the world underneath the banner of Jesus Christ. And then you have the completion. You have the book of Revelation, how everything wraps up, if you will. And so it's very easy to see that all the 66 books, they're telling one story instead of a bunch of different stories that are not connected. No. Everything that's going on in this book is connected to the one major story that God is telling about the world, about himself, and about you. So, day by day, dangerous. It's dangerous to look at this book as just fragmented stories, a hodgepodge or an anthology or a collection of stories that are not connected to one another. We would be so much more blessed by God's word if we would see the total trajectory of what God is doing in his